Module 3, Setting Up Your Virtual Team, Part 2. When employees are happy and work together, they work harder to accomplish the job. When establishing your virtual team, it's more than just employee skills and abilities. You have to consider how they interact with each other and socialize in a group. Some of these things you may not know in the beginning, but some of them you learn along the way. Personality can count as much as skills. Many people can master a certain skill set or become experts in many abilities, but their personality while they do it is what can set them apart. The same thing goes for a virtual team. An accounting team full of employees that can balance a budget is great, but if their personalities don't work together and they don't have personality in their assignments, the experience is not as productive and can even have negative effects. When choosing employees to join your team, look at their personality and how they present themselves. These traits will speak louder than their skills alone. Avoid negative personality types. Negative Ned or Nancy, the downer, the gossiper, the antagonist. Rules of engagement. The rules of engagement on any team are an important base to build on. With a virtual team, it can be a crucial part of the team plan. These rules include basic concepts of who to contact and who will be in contact with them. Some organizations have nicknamed it the phone tree, in which a chart or graph is created with employee names and channels in which they can use to contact someone else. This is important to establish with your virtual team members to let them know where they can go with any problems or concerns so they don't feel lost when they are in an area by themselves. Example, who do the employees contact for help? Who do they work with on a regular basis? Who do they contact with a complaint? Setting up ground rules. Ground rules are guidelines that help form appropriate group behavior. By setting up ground rules at the beginning of your team's formation, it will help stop some problems before they begin. Many ground rules start with employee behavior, such as how to treat each other and some sort of code of ethics, but also include basic rules about behavior at work, such as deadlines and basic workplace behaviors. Other areas for ground rules include project deliverables, such as following deadlines and procedures for presenting an assignment. One commonly overlooked set of ground rules are rules for employee work hours, including attendance policies, procedure for calling in sick, and rules for clocking in and out. Although there are many areas to cover when establishing these rules, the team will run smoother when everyone knows what they can and cannot do. Examples: email usage, contact procedure, project deliverables and deadlines, employee respect, employee acknowledgement, adhering to employee schedules. Icebreakers and introductions. Icebreakers and introductions are very important tools to use at the kickoff meeting. Introductions are especially important since it allows employees to get to know each other before they begin working together and are required to communicate back and forth. Icebreakers are a fun way to get each employee to interact in the group. This is often done with a small game or involving everyone in a group activity. In these activities, employees share their name, job title or position, and some sort of fun fact such as their favorite hobby or vacation spot. Icebreakers and introductions allow employees to relax with one another by talking about themselves and learning things about their fellow teammates. Example icebreaker activities: talk about favorite foods, group people by common job duties, compare hobbies. Case study. Alex was almost done completing his newest virtual team. He picked a great group of employees that he believed would make a great contribution, skill, and personality-wise. When they had their kickoff meeting, Alex said he wanted everyone to introduce themselves to each other and become comfortable with their new team members. He asked each person to introduce themselves and then tell everyone the best place they have visited on vacation. Soon, everyone was talking about different destinations and laughing together. Lastly, before giving their assignments, Alex laid out the ground rules for the team, including the points of contact, rules regarding work property, dress code, and who to contact with a problem. When the meeting was over, Alex was confident his team would do a great job, even if they were far apart.